friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. I like this. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. Watch this, because he always lives to intercede for them. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have Jesus who intercedes with God on our behalf? I love that. Nugget of truth today from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Friend, how are you? Welcome to Friday. My name is Joey Kroll, and I have, for the last day or so, nice little sore throat here, and I'll tell you what, I did a lot of prep work before I went on the air today. So this is the good sounding side of my sore throat. So believe me. So, hey, I greatly appreciate prayers as I'm trying to kick this sore throat. And yeah, you just sound like a dying goose. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So I'd appreciate your prayers. That is for sure. Hey, coming up tomorrow, be sure to mark your calendar for this. This is going to be a good time. The Danville Farmers Market has a winter market going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin in Danville. There's going to be lots of tasty baked goods, local meats, crafts, honey, plants, and so much more. So make some time to be at the First Presbyterian Church tomorrow in Danville and 100 North Franklin for the Danville Farmers Market Winter Market Edition. Also, Mount Vernon United Methodist Church of Champaign will be hosting their annual spaghetti dinner on Sunday. Also, the Bible Baptist Church will be hosting a special agape pizza party on Valentine's Day, Thursday the 14th at the Savoy Recreation Center in Savoy. So lots of great upcoming events in the next several days. Take a look at the entire list at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. We'll try to update that as often as we can. Lots of concerts coming up. Also some great Bible studies and so much more. Greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Well, coming up for today's edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to be talking about the cross. The cross. Coming up right after this, here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever man may say, I see His hand of mercy, and I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He is always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice. So Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good. Today He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He life's narrow way.
Lifting up the beautiful name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Market Friends today. And it's Friday. Joey here with you. And today we're talking about the cross. The cross in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. I'll tell you what, friend. You can tell America is changing when you hear small children ask their parents why so many churches have plus signs on the top of them, or when you notice that the cross has been the most popular piece of jewelry worn by everyone from supermodels to rock stars. In fact, in the Roman Empire, the cross was a sign of death, not a fashion statement. The Bible tells us how Christ was crucified on a cross like a common criminal, but for a very uncommon reason. He died so that we wouldn't have to. His death was more than just a good deed worth remembering. It was the event that brought us over from death to life. So friend, the next time when you see a cross on the top of a building or around someone's neck, remember what it stands for and give a prayer of thanks.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's not just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about His precious blood that saved me.
Drop above that throne from him when it should be.
Isn't that a great song? It's all about the cross. The Ball Brothers right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It is Joey Kroll here with you, and today we are talking about the cross. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 38, he says, "And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." I love this quote from Vance Havner. He said, "Adam tried to hide behind the trees in the garden. There is only one tree that can truly protect us, and that is the tree of the cross of Jesus Christ."
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Lead me to the cross. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Of course, looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday. My name is Joey Kroll, and We're talking about the cross of Jesus Christ today. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24 and 25 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls." I love this from the late Dr. Billy Graham. He says, God proved his love on the cross. When Christ hung and bled and died, it was God saying to the world, "I love you."
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown.
What a pretty song. What a beautiful truth in the midst of that song as well. That's Chris Rice and the Old Rugged Cross. Well, friend, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful Friday. My name is Joey Kroll, and here at Great News Radio, we are on the air sharing the truth of God's Word, edifying the body of Christ, and evangelizing to those who desperately need Jesus. We do this each and every day because of God's goodness, his wonderful grace, and because of his people. Would you prayerfully consider sending in a gift to Great News Radio this month? If you feel led to do so, we would greatly appreciate it. You can give online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button there on the right-hand side that says Donate, or you can mail a check-in to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And for Mark, Jason, Karen, and myself, and the rest of the staff, we greatly appreciate your generous gifts and those who pray for us and those who volunteer. Again, more details at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones, disinfect the microphone, and get some more cough drops. Appreciate your prayers this weekend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to tune in for Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.